super valuable stuff. Give me 10 seconds. I'm still calling.
Hello.
Hi, this is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben. How are you?
Good. Hey, Bill, can I get your company name real quick so I can bring up your file?
Can you get my what?
Your company name?
Oh, Wilco Development.
Wilco Development. All right. All right, I've got it here. Okay. Oh, and you're working with Mr. Sampson. Yes, I confused you with another Bill. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no problem.
So you were looking for you were in the tunnel when we spoke, correct?
No, I was I was actually going to an appointment when you had called me, and we were talking about the different proposals that I may be getting, and you were explaining some of the background of your company and lending practices with building relationships. And then I said to you, look, I'm sorry, but can we continue this? And you called me early today.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've just been behind. Yeah, so here's what we can do for
That's
you.
Okay.
Thanks. I appreciate that. So just, you know, I used to be on the sales side. I'm more on the underwriting side now, but I've been with Bank of Florida for 9 years. I actually have a lot of clients that kind of fit your niche, and you don't mind if I speak, like, brutally honestly to you, do you?
What other way do you want to do it?
Cool. So you have really, really good credit, and you have a lot of money. So you have no issues getting financing, I think, at a variety of sources for equipment, especially when you're talking about a truck. I mean, you got Wells Fargo barking down your door trying to offer you 3%. You got a lot of people that... And I don't blame them, because they're borrowing money at 0% and selling it to you at 3%. Well, why not? Bank of Florida is different. We're not a deposit-taking institution, so we're not taking money from depositors. So I think this is the way that we could help you out and potentially form a relationship. I don't think we're going to win your business on this truck. I think you're going to get a lot of ridiculous offers. But there's some things that we do that are very different than other lenders. So in addition to all different types of used and new equipment financing, we do some things that you probably aren't going to get from a typical bank. One of that is a lot of soft costs. So you can come to us and finance a piece of equipment and say, hey, look, this is a $150,000 piece of equipment, but there's $30,000 of, you know, installation. Can you finance that? Yeah, we'll finance the whole thing and roll into package. But there's another product that might be a little different that it could be worth it for you to explore. So your type of business, you're a general contractor, correct? So we have a product that is called a working capital loan. And essentially, this is a large unsecured cash loan. It's based on revenue that we provide. It's very different than equipment financing, because it's not used for an equipment purchase. It's a cash loan. If you are in the market to say, or have an opportunity to borrow money and grow your business or flip that money, that's something we could provide to you. I've taken a look at your bank statements and your overall credit, and I'm assuming you have a line of credit with your local bank. Is that correct?
Yes.
What's your limit?
Oh, probably about 300 grand. Not that I've asked for anything greater than that, because I don't necessarily, I never need it.
Okay. Well, you know, I work with business owners all day long, and sometimes opportunities come up. A lot of the guys that I work with that are still in my book of business come to me and say, hey, Ruben, I've got the opportunity to borrow money to buy inventory at a discount, but I need the cash to do so. So looking at your bank statements, we could probably offer you anything between about $100,000 to, say, $300,000 of unsecured capital, if not even a little more. Mm-hmm. If that's something where you're looking for some cash, now this is expensive money because it's unsecured, but you can use it in addition to a line of credit. I think that's some way to run your business. But I think, you know, on this truck, you've been pretty blunt with me. I appreciate that. We're not going to win your business here, because you're getting, you know, it's like you're getting a mortgage at 3%, and someone, you know, why not take it? You got a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we're gonna undercut Wells Fargo at 3.99 to win your business here. I don't think that's our model.
Yeah, well, it would, you know, the thing with them was, they were 3.99, and then it was jumped up to another I think 150 basis points over that after a year.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and then they have a personal that goes to credit reporting, where it the other way, pretty sure it just goes to a D&B when you do it through either a lease or, and that's why I was interested just to hear if you had any programs available. Hey, can you hold on 1 second?
Sure, absolutely.
I'm back.
Hi. So the second thing is this. You mentioned all of our financing doesn't affect your personal credit. So we pull your personal credit, but it gets reported only to your business credit. So no loan that you do with Bank of Cardiff goes under your personal credit report.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, the offer at, you know, you're saying, hey, it's 3.99, and after a year and a year, it goes up to 5.5. I'm still saying we can't beat that. That's still a really good offer. So, all but right. I'd like to keep the windows of communication open. If you have an opportunity, or, you know, please feel free to call us. We'd like to help.
No, absolutely. If you want, you can have yourself, or I think it was Sam that originally called me. Does that sound right?
Yeah. Michael Sam.
Somebody send me an email, and I'll just store it into my, contacts.
Okay.
No,
yeah, I'll shoot you an email. Give me about an hour. I'm just catching up. I'll shoot you an email, and you can call me.
Yeah, that's all right. All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.